Blog Talk Radio.
Whoop, to all my motherfucking jugglers, listening right now, juggling around the region.
Bringing Douglas River, going spinning for the wickedness. I'm living bitches' wigs when I'm kicking with the wicked shit. The wickedness, the witches, and the zombies leaking off your dick. We twisted in statistic, motherfucker, now we spin the shit. Bringing Douglas River, going spinning for the wickedness. I'm living bitches' wigs when I'm kicking with the wicked shit. The wickedness, the witches, and the zombies leaking off your dick. We twisted in statistic, motherfucker, now we spin the shit.
Yo, motherfucker, going hard, correct shit, my shit's raw, no protection. This is KR, bitch, we be worldwide. We be going nowhere, so just run the ride. The world's just laying there, boys, for the day.
Spitting off the wickedness, they keep it realistic. They don't see this, girls, I'm throwing pisses. The horror is losing, and I'm trying to spread the message to more. And it's fine, it's warm, it's off the fucking rain. I get mad through this rainstorm, plastic covers, chopping long term. I promise we're doing nothing, watch me fucking fuck on any type of fucking repercussions. Wickedness of witches, with the wicked shit, we getting wicked, wishing no conditions. How the fuck we be living, yeah, that's how we see. With the darkness flow, strictly spitting wicked shit from my jug alone. Representing for myself, coming up real self. Fucking with me, it's bad for your health. You should already know that's my shit that you heard. You never fucking learned, it's a verbal fucking burn. I'm spitting wicked shit with a hint of black magic. Ride a fucking radio, yeah, what up, Havoc?
Havoc and Ghetto G, what a good mix.
What up, Havoc?
We always keep it real, y'all folks be faking. We bringing that wicked shit to your ear holes. Shang Tsung style, we consuming all them souls. I'm a cocky motherfucker, you can call me Kanye. Circle the ride of radio, you know where the talent stay. Always on the phone in the middle of the night. If you hating, bitch, well, we can fucking fight. We draw no men with the legs in our picks.
Bringing Douglas River, going spitting for the wickedness. I'm living bitches pigs when I'm kicking with the wicked shit. The wickedness, the witches, and the zombies thinking of your dick. We twisting in statistic, motherfucker, now we spin the shit. Bringing Douglas River, going spitting for the wickedness. I'm living bitches pigs when I'm kicking with the wicked shit. The wickedness, the witches, and the zombies beating up your dick. Put it in statistic, motherfucker, now we spinning shit.
Spinning that shit that's harder than the devil. So turn the fuck in, bitch, get on our level.
Well, whoop, yo, it's good, motherfuckers. Welcome to Juggalo Ride. I'm here with your host, Havoc, and co-host, Ghetto G, who will join us very shortly. Give me 1 second, I'm going on a trek. I said we go to... I got some Esau Redemption.
Be on some wicked shit,
yeah.
It's like the first time I hit this shit. You bit this shit, but won't admit this shit. You saw me shine the sun, lit this shit. On my knees at night, asking shit, I quit this shit. When I first started, we were total opposites. I took a stand so you could sit and fucking
I'm
hip
looking for salvation. For all of my sins, through Jesus' sacrifices, we live in wicked nation. I'm saying amen.
really wanna see my soul in hell. Spitting wicked shit, I told the coldest tale. My conscience catching heat, getting old and stale. It's hard to embrace when I hold this hell. If you walk the bloody trail, bring your holy grail. The devil went after my soul, but God closed the sale. Even though the wicked shit knows me well, you won't find me on the whack where
believe
they go.
Believe me, hell is lonely. Believe I've been there. My soul is bare. And don't nobody know me. And only he cares. That's why I'm there. It's raining diamonds.
Up next, Zebra Bushido.
Yeah. UBG Dice, yo, CBR. Diori on the set. 2008. Let's get this straight. Ready? Let's go.
つまされた日本刀まずはぶった切るてめえの煩悩もっと知ってりゃ不器用に翻弄その前に常に己に問答気にする気もねえで論争気にする暇ねえで損傷肉を切らせて向かう頂上俺は本気だぜいつだってノンショーこいつで勝ち上がるまたも奇跡起こして神がかる俺は何年立てど曲げねえぜ信念一度決めたらやり通す人間百戦錬磨の剣勝利あるのみ天下込めまさに澄み渡るような日本バレ命を落とした年だって依存はねえこの地に生まれこの地に育つこの地のためにこの身を焦がすこの身の限りこの地を分かすこの地の限り全てを分かすこの地に生まれこの地に育つこの地のためにこの身を焦がすこの手を伸ばす一手を閉ざすもの全ていざ吹き飛ばす究極の剣術殺害間違いで長期見物真偽一体さもなきゃどの道つくぜ次第臨機応変戦局次第それが起きてそれが戦国時代全て実践全て経験そこで得たものそれこそ永遠頭の過程卓上の理論仕方で磨く天命のビジョン危機も面接外野の戦だから重ねた戦の戦半端もんなら諦める俺は天命の目で見て確かめるこれぞ武士の通信ビジネスの今日も東の島に引きずるLet's go! この地に生まれこの地に育つこの地のためにこの身を焦がすこの身の限りこの地を分かすこの地の限り全てを分かすこの地に生まれこの地に育つこの地のためにこの身を焦がすこの手を伸ばす手を閉ざすもの全ていざ吹き飛ばすじっと見上げた天空睨み全て避けるぜひらりひらり右に左に螺旋を描き天に昇る竜のごとくじっと見上げた天空睨み全て避けるぜひらりひらり右に左に螺旋を描き天に昇る竜がごとく天に昇る竜がごとく天に昇る竜がごとく天に昇る竜がごとく天に昇る竜がごとくこの地に生まれこの地に育つこの地のためにこの身を焦がすこの身の限り む限り全てを分かす。この地に生まれこの地に育つ。この地のためにこの身を焦がす。この手を伸ばす。行く手を閉ざす。物全て痛く飛ばす。
Up next, let's see, how about, Prozac, We All Fall Down. Up next, you know, it's just me, myself, and I. Someone's got a fucking long track. Let's see what I can find. Well, there we go. Cypher 4.
Round everybody up! Twisted Blaze, the ROC. I got a letter from the government the other day. I opened it and read it. It said they was bitches. One of these sevens.
Legs Diamond, Anybody Killer, Dope Dub Lun, ICP. A letter to the SP.
Somebody call 911. The gang banging at the mall. A kid 14 and his boys from Omaha. Oh Lord, oh my God, he's on a skateboard. FBI guy up in a tree, snoring, spying on a Juggalo clique for 8 months undercover, ain't got nothing. Straight punks wasting everybody's goddamn time and money, cause you some old outdated cops, tubs and sunny. Shit-headed and nerdy, like it ain't even funny. And the bitch in your ass is like bees to honey. Calling the Juggalo a gangbanger, outrageous. Pulling ninjas over, whipping out gauges. And the judge slams down the hammers to the big house. Now for you, gangbanger, if we let this be, we'll be face to face with one man as he dictates the human race. Speak out of line, they coming at a zooming pace. Kick you when you down, boots, two to the face. We don't need that, so don't give in now. Fuck the FBI, it's how I'm living.
Mr. FBI, Mr. Officer, tell me why you want me in a coffin, sir. Is it because I wear my hatchet tat, or cause me and my fellas got matching tats? Is it because we like to hang out and be scrubs? Must be thugs out here peddling drugs. But let me tell you, all that meddling does is makes us wanna leave you embedded in slugs. Free speech, motherfucker, check this out. I want some pussy, or I'ma shoot a cop in the mouth. Bang guts hang like a wicked video game. It's all the same, it's entertainment, and it ain't for the lame. They can't get us, so they come for those who walk with us. Punish you for representing, make you wanna forget us. That's what we get, cause we ain't corporate, self-made and doing well. So they damn us to hell and degrade us, that's what made us. They say the world hate us. For 20 years I've been getting paid to boss. Call me an old man, I call me Long Dick Paid. Young sweet baby Violent J never gets played.
Tensions high in your America, goddamn the salt of this. So I walk around with a mouth full of shit, spitting shit in the face of Lady Liberty. Pushing swiftly through these days in a block 300, looking like I'm straight up off the Batcave. Government they now investigate, so I tint the windows looking too close. We'll get you sketch, no incidental. Residential neighborhoods on high alert for the insane clowns. Anybody killing you get twisted and bound instead of blaze and murder dummy. The codes 187 don't just doubles every second. Who's the weapon? I am the ROC. A house full of skinny jeans, I've kept the debris. I'm a disease and a cure for you sick and healthy and feed. No resurrection from the click, we gon' stay up underground. Salute, never let them cocksuckers put us on mute. Truth, the booth is a star, I walk the heavens, keep it locked. We gon' rob the solar system of this shit and can't be stopped.
You can't hurt our name, you can't sell our game. Fuck you and your claim, we don't bang.
I pull a check on you quick, I'm quick to say fuck a bitch. I spit gangsta shit, I've been federally indicted. I'm a killer from the west, don't guess. Blah, 187, the psychopathic. I come through, shut shit down, no bitch up now. I specialize in moving big dope and letting off rounds. So fuck the FBI, you know why? They took 41 months of my life. That's why I ride or do or die. Hustle worldwide, kick your door and hit you for your guap and back to the west side. No witnesses, a bloody homicide. Cause believe me, when I step, ain't nobody gonna be left alive. The type of gangster that plays for keeps, I'm deep in the streets. I got the bows and birds for them cheats. So catch me in the old school classic, reppin' the Juggalos and everybody down with the hatchet.
F is for the fools, B for bringing bullshit, I it's my reply. So yes, I feel included, times really ain't changed. Fans, they say deranged, music is the devil and the artist is the brain. Juggalo, I roll, underground I stroll. Family is forever, so this family will grow. I'm the FBI, full-blooded Indian, back ready to ride, native pride once again. It's official, I had to go buy a new pistol, just in case I hit a pig's whistle. Pull me over for a fucking purpose, not because you're worthless, feeling like a criminal because I'm spitting verses. Doctors, lawyers, dads and moms, representing Juggalo cause they know it's the bomb. You can't stop psychopathic, the hatchet we jump hurdles, even if you brought Elvis from the dead, it's John Burroughs.
Don't play me, not building a Bradley, it's sad to see you running your mouth and harassing the family. Trying to burn down my tree, cutting up branches like tender. If you had it your way, we'd be a sender. You're far from heroic, you can peep the stoic look on my face as it changed from disdain to hate. While you're speaking your pulpit, I want to see your pulse spit all over the place till we're covered in all lit. Toxic, no cure or antibiotics. You think we are so sick, we know you're neurotic. A pill that's psychotic, the trick is more chronic. Bitch, you talking all that jazz, that's so sonic.
You can't hurt our name, you can't sell our game. Fuck you and your claim, we don't bang.
Watch me blast off, laughing my ass off, calling us a gang, y'all high off bass sauce. We hot as asphalt, they watching us on every level. What if they told you that you can't listen to heavy metal? What if they told you that you had to listen to the devil? Fuck what they tell you, we some rebels, so they persecute. We don't conform to policies, so they hurt the youth. Cause we free thinking, smoking, tree drinking. They wanna catch us sleeping, we ain't even blinking. Fuck the feds on my life, they some suckers. I really think they mad cause they wives wanna fuck us. The government don't wanna see me on some psycho shit. It's worse than the freeway sniper mixed with Michael Vick. Now they all fucked, wanna catch us in a twist. J. Edgar Hoover, you can suck the motherfucking dick. And we ain't stopping till you take us off the fucking
now
list.
I've been hustling and grinding since I was new to the game. Before the songs and the videos and the screaming the name. Before the diamond crusted hatchet, man, it swung from the chain. And I was green to the business and all the tricks of the trade. Learn to live it like I spit it, it's a family affair. A million painted faces in the crowd with hands in the air. A hint of love is from above and the devil rightly beneath. But the evil stares and shit talking can never compete. They wanna take us out the game and even call it a game. Checking for tattoos and cars, sticking study and slang. Man, it's amazing how ridiculous the shit has became. Hoping the pride will go away, but all the strong and the same. It's only greater if anything. The load get heavy, but the goals stay the same. Put the worries in the levee. People tell us every day that we the reason they survive. The true incentive of keeping hope alive. We don't die.
I know that's fuck the law. Middle finger to them all. Habitual line stepper, a criminal rhyme shredder. Put a gun to your jaw and make the world better. But instead, I just shoot for the cheddar. Now I can make you Pearl Jam and in my waist to Eddie Vedder. Looking for more than a bad rapper. I'm forever like Birdman, baby. I'm so cash money and the feds want to ruin all that. Now that's funny. I put a 5-hole in the 5-0 and I'm liable to emulate the face of a killer for my survival. Flatline your vitals and I'm dangerous and labeled a psycho. That ain't even the reason they want to keep us from the mic. No, my freedom of speech is what I would die for. FBI's my lifelong rival. Crosshairs and in the scope of my rifle.
You can't hurt our name. You can't sell our game. Fuck you and your claim. We don't bang.
We're family.
You can't hurt our name. You can't sell our game. Fuck you and your claim. We don't bang.
Well, DJ Clay came with a dope track to roll with. Underground like Anna Nicole Smith. Big J, Duke of the Darkness. Turn the best rapper alive into a carcass. A mic in my hand is like a pipe bomb. Sweeter than coconut pie. Right, mom, J-U-double-G-A to the low. Let your nuts hang straight to the flow. Yes. I like fat on my chick ass, poundage, that make my dick splash, 17 or 71, I got dick for everyone. Fuck fear, suck right here, dick in your nose hole, nuts in your ear, rape your face like a warlock wiling, wear your panties to your funeral smiling, sick seriously, furious, homeless and alone, luxurious, lamping. Back alleyway camping, ragging, gang tagging, stamping. I'm the Joker, Ned and Hole Poker, Blunt Toker, Punk Smoker, Throat Choker, Life Croaker, Grape Fago, Soda Bass Soaker. Squeeze my nose and your head explodes with bionic elbows like Dusty Rose. I fuck old fat hoes and they crusty foes and peel homeless hoes out they musty clothes. I'm a damn fool. No rules, too cool for school, lick my family jewels. I'm hungry, bitch, starving, I need this. 9 whoppers in a shake, couldn't feed this. Clones, we've been there and done that rhymes. Y'all already said that, how many times? It's Groundhog Day, for groundhog years. 2 sticks of dynamite, fucking my ears. Dayton family, Boondock, ABK. Somebody take me away. Clay, Twisted, Hutch, B-L-A-Z-E. The hatchet is the place to be.
Eat em up. Eat em up. Eat em up. Eat em up. Dum-dum.
Never faded, appreciate every time I look in the crowd and they're reciting all of our rhymes that we kick. Call it holiday, more free shit from Twisted, blasting the microphone with free spit. The style is linguistic, verbal and sadistic. Well, bitch, motherfuckers need purses and lipstick. We sick to the finish and bring you everything you need. We the best, these bitches ain't even in our fucking league. I'm an MVP when it comes to flows. Hope you brought your umbrella, I'm finna rain on you hoes. Not bent like an elbow, I'm folded like a crease. I'm drunk off the Grey Goose and pineapple peach. To the ones that ride and stay down with what we do, to the rest I'm like a bus driver taking them back to school. Pack a lunch, all you punks, I'm out the trunk like speakers, and the ears are hot to death and my words are heat seekers.
Eat them up. Eat them up. Eat them up.
This is the psychopathic public service announcement. I eat up suckers down to the last ounce. And when it comes to lyrical murder, and that's me. Believe you in the presence of a true rider. Rest in peace. Yeah, I think one of the too many gangsters in the streets is too much hate, frustration, and bitches and heat. Beef, I get it every motherfucking day of the week. And if I have to pull a heat, I hold. God rest your soul. Psychopathic assassin smashing on all you non-believers, groupies and dick teasers. I don't ever pause for a second. I stay heavy. I'm from the west where they dip Chevys and stay ready, biatch.
Eat 'em up. Eat 'em up. Eat 'em up.
You know I'm low down and dirty and married to the game. I was raised on the streets of drive-bys and carjacking. You packing, better be covered in Teflon. You don't have a clue about the arsenal I sit on. Mossberg spitting, 12 gauge sitting in my left hand blinking. You sinking like quicksand. Blaze is the name, ain't a damn thing changed. But the time on the watch, 2012, they say it stops. And I'm only getting started, no room for half-hearted on my team. Cavities, I clear them out like Listerine. Your lips blistering, how they react to the slap. Swelling up like collagen, too much for CarMax. I'm an old school fool with a new school style. Tried and true and guaranteed to make it go wild. Rick Grimes, end times, unload the nine. The world dies like Gloria Gaynor, but I'll survive.
Eat 'em up. Eat 'em up. Eat 'em up.
I'm just a killer from the east, baby, check my stats. The only native representing with these warrior raps. Got a heart that bleeds courage and I can't be stopped. Guess I'm the cream of the crop, somebody give me my props. This is murder mint music, so I'm killing them fools. Breaking all of their rules, it's time to send them to school. I'm just a painted up freak and I'm not alone. The scent of the underground be my hatchet cologne. When you see us, bet you wanna be us. If you ain't representing psychopathic, then you might as well just be dust. Ashes to ashes and laid to rest. To all the artists out there who ain't showing respect, motherfucker, if you willing, try and stop our shine. Guarantee you at the end you'll be falling behind. Here go a hot 16, a straight telling the truth. Now rewrite your rap book and lock yourself in the booth, bitch.
Eat 'em up. Eat 'em up. Eat 'em up.
I'm a bad dreams nightmare, and I'm everywhere like the internet, homie. And you're just aggravating like spyware. I put a knife through your eyewear, and that'll leave you blind but still alive. So you always know that I'm out there. You ain't a monster or a beast, you're just another neck that I chuck with a lighter leash. And I'ma keep growing like disease in the streets, and run rampant with a passion that'll bring you fucking leeches to your knees. Bitch, please, I don't apologize for none. Talk shit, get dealt with. I bring the fucking sun up out the sky just to light weed and melt shit. From a whole different dimension and no intervention can help this. We ain't the ones that you mess with, cause we can flip it up like a coin in your headless. Tail between your legs like a bitch and she pregnant. The psychopathic fam in this bitch, also next lit, next shit.
Eat 'em up. Eat 'em up. Eat 'em up.
The folks call me Joey, but most call me Shags. Fuck skinny jeans, it's 42s in my shopping bags. And my waist ain't nothing but a 32, which leaves plenty of room for my 20 deuce. Plus rockin' plain 3X tall tees, and that's weighing in, suckin' wet a buck 70.
70. Not to mention the rocks up in my shoe soles, but not for skipping, for flipping to them fiending hoes. Fuck the Adams, my family be juggalos. And if we was a movie, the thing would be my role, cause my hands be doing things my brains can't control, like choking our necks and banging random netting holes. My psychopathic homies, we like stealth bombers doing damage across the countries undetected by your radars. Then one by one, boom, hit you with a nuke. Get the underground rowdy, make the surface dwellers puke. Suits on the outside, but mad tatted skin, or nothing but joker cars. Bitch, that's our kin. Infiltrate from the outside, working ways in. Happy smiley faces, opposite of terrorism. They gave us 1,000 ways to die, we chose one. We got 1,000 ways to get funds. See it our way, or you best to fucking run. Bet 1,000 FBI agents got juggalo sons, about to follow in their footsteps and be cops. So we taking over like it or not. Too full on generations, working on three. Indestructible trunk on this ever-growing family tree. Barely making loot on the shit you hear and see. Still breaking new grounds, and we 20 years deep, yet we still getting younger. Ain't that something? The clowns ripped up by Benjamin Button.
And we're back. Still just me, myself, and I. Let's see what else to play. Look what it says, the Twisted Wrist Creature.
This ain't me, slow boy, I'm a creature. You can hear the animal that's coming through the speaker. Track with the wild outbreak bone feature. Trunk slap, earthquake, trunk shake, seizure. This ain't me, slow boy, I'm a creature. You can hear the animal that's coming through the speaker. Track with the wild outbreak bone feature. Trunk slap, earthquake, trunk shake, seizure. This ain't me, slow boy, I'm a creature. Boy, I'm a creature. This ain't me, slow boy, I'm a creature. Hit you with something that'll rock your brain. I feel like an animal surrounded by a freak show. Ready to jump when I'm off the cage. If they just foul, shoot them down like a free throw. But let me tell you, this is not a game. You probably say to see it sound a lot like Beast Mode. But let me tell you, this is not the same. It's a liquid assassin, I bring a vision to snap. And everybody knows I'm original, the still get it cracking. Wait to give you a visual. Cause the feeling is absent, won't be a subliminal. When I deliver the package instead, you don't get the message, the minute the same split. Cause every track hit like the speakers getting their ass kicked. I mad shit, turn a damn lab to a casket. Kill the fucking gang till it's giving me access. I'm a mixed breed with 16, the split spleens, or a hot 12 to hook fiends like nicotine. Instead of nigga jeans, the rhythm bleeds, I fit ease. Still ill, still a red gorilla killer machine. Don't know, you must be out of your mind if you think you got what it takes to put this motherfucking creature to sleep. That's like you, catch a bullet with your teeth, nigga please. I'm a beast release creature, least to retreat you. Ain't a bone in my body this week, I bleed ether. Alone with nobody but me and a heat fever. Say you got a problem in beef, then meet Cleaver. Everybody spit up on the mic, I throw up. Niggas say they hardest in the street, well so what? I'm the hardest on the motherfucking mic, I go nuts. Tear the stage down every night that I show up. The more you fake it, the cocky divas, you haters and non-believers that try to knock bottle liquid up like an Aquafina. Constant feed for cock blocking me, rocking speakers. I'ma rock the beat till it's hating, kicking like soccer fever. When I fight, feel it, bring fire, ignite lyrics. My lyrics is worse type and life fearing. Vice G-rip, squeeze like blood, sight. Weakness, fight fearless, strike like my life means. Gotta be the definition of beast and mode. Tear the club down to the speakers blow. Get up on stage and release the flow to make motherfuckers bounce to their knees explode. I cripple, cutting my show with a urn with you. Killing everything with a urge to burn venues. Motherfucking animal, the least to go. Here to show I'm out of really go creature mode. This ain't beast mode, boy, I'm a creature. You can hear the animal that's coming through the speakers. Track with the wild outbreak bone feature. Trunk slap, earthquake, trunk shake, seizure. This ain't beast mode, boy, I'm a creature. You can hear the animal that's coming through the speakers. Track with the wild outbreak bone feature. Trump slap, earthquake, Trump shake seizure. This ain't beat mode, boy, I'm a creature. Boy, I'm a creature. This ain't beat mode, boy, I'm a creature. Boy, I'm a creature. This ain't beat mode, boy, I'm a creature. Boy, I'm a creature. This ain't beat mode, boy, I'm a creature. Boy, I'm a creature. Give a devil a stick, venom up in my spit. Let me breathe a little bit and focus so I can hear my target. I get retarded, a creature. I'm cold-blooded and cold-hearted. Our features come alive in the casket, living dead. We jump a cable for the departed. Upset in my head, I'm an animal, greedy. All I can get, stay hungry. My teeth stay bloody, scum of the earth. And I'm ugly like a sovereign. They tell me not what I'm worth. Like a hole with the zeros. We heroes, the underdogs on the ground. To the core, you can hear it up in the songs. You can ride with it, get rolled on. I sing along, stay infected and doing it to the
that day the world's gone. We ain't stopping for nothing, motherfuckers, so be aware. If you a creature, better put your middle finger in the air. And if you ain't, you better lay down, act like you're scared. Cause liquid and twisted, pissing and bitching, we don't care.
Now it really don't matter what anybody is bringing from the stable. Well, I'm a creature and I'm willing to name. Well, get them all with a shiny that I got duct tape to the bottom of a table. I'm totally with your net wrapped up in 4 feet of my cable. Why you coming with debatable fables? I'm bringing the crazy flow to your front row. Put your life in jeopardy, then I'm calling it a game show. Y'all don't wanna start this in the darkness. I'm the most heartless, regardless. Like a precinct, everybody wanting to cop this. And just like these fans, we ain't even drop shit. Like coke, I'm prone to rock shit. And I'm so gone alone, I'm in the middle of a mosh pit getting it on. And I don't give a fuck if you in the my twilight zone.
This ain't beat, bone boy, I'm a creature. You can hear the animal that's coming through the speaker. Track with the wild outbreak, bone feet. Trump slap earthquake, Trump shake seizure. This ain't beast mode, boy, I'm a creature. You can hear the animal that's coming through the speaker. Track with the wild outbreak, bone feature. Trump slap earthquake, Trump shake seizure. This ain't beast mode, boy, I'm a creature. Boy, I'm a creature. This ain't beast mode, boy, I'm a creature. Boy, I'm a creature. This ain't beast mode, boy, I'm a creature. Boy, I'm a creature. This ain't beast mode, boy, I'm a creature. Boy, I'm a creature.
I'm a creature. Fuck, back up on my t-shirt. Back in school, I never listened to my teacher. Cheat earth, freaking it's a rebirth. Get P.E. just to figure some bitches beneath the bleachers. Cut the pussy like a Michael Myers with the cleavers. Keep twerk, I don't wanna see you tweet twerk. Cutie twerk, pop your booty, drop away your feet first. Let me stop playing bloody murder on the beat. Heard about me on the street, word of mouth and I'm ether. Turn a hater into a believer, not Easter. Words just to serve, king of people, be can eat. Work a rebirth, and I don't need a rebirth. A beat heard a leap, upper echelon. Killers are the reason that I'm signing precious line. Motherfucker, lucky leprechaun. I don't need no luck when I'm I hear shit I got. About the fuck a sexy blind bitch, you got a lesbian. With a venom in the game and you a bitch to them. Maybe you should consider quitting. Maybe then you'd have been better doing something else instead of rapping here again. A bin that I hating on a trend instead of win. Never you wanna track it, you won't, but you bitch made. Killing my Billy Bob and Dwight, yo, I'm a sling blade. It's written liquid, it's that's when we master the pin game. A creature on the beat and I'm untamed.
This ain't beat, oh boy, I'm a creature. You can hear the animal that's coming through the speaker. Track with the wild outbreak, bone feature. Trump slap, earthquake, Trump shake seizure. This ain't beat, oh boy, I'm a creature. You can hear the animal that's coming through the speaker. Track with the wild outbreak, bone feature. Trump slap, earthquake. Quake, Trump, shake, seizure. This ain't beat mode, boy, I'm a creature. Boy, I'm a creature. This ain't beat mode, boy, I'm a creature. Boy, I'm a creature. This ain't beat mode, boy, I'm a creature. Boy, I'm a creature. This ain't beat mode, boy, I'm a creature. Boy, I'm a creature.
Alright, I'll be back. Give me 1 second so that way I can get this uploaded to the soundboard. Shouldn't take that long, hopefully. I don't know, it seems to be a longer track that takes the shortest amount of time to fucking upload. So give me 1 second. What the fuck happened? Alright, here we go. Jump City, the Witch Haunt.
The Witch Haunt. Everybody emits a certain energy about them. Now, whether this stems from their spirit or their soul or whatever you want to call it, everybody has an energy that you can feel. Or that most people can feel. Like some people, they're not as attuned to others. For me, I always felt like I could tell a lot about a person just by being close to them. By being in proximity to them, I could kind of feel what kind of energy they were emitting. Now, sometimes this energy is like, would make me uncomfortable. Like, you know, you ever meet somebody and the first time, you know, right away, you don't even like them before they even say anything. You can just kind of get a sense for them that they're, there's something wrong or foul about that person. And then sure enough, as soon as they start talking, you suddenly realize why you felt that way. It's apparent because, yeah, they are, that person is off, or that person is evil, or that person is corrupted. Now, some people, they even have the ability to see auras. Now, I've never been able to see an aura, but when they look at a person, they can kind of see certain colors that only that they can perceive, you know, with their psychic abilities or whatever you want to call it. Now, throughout my life, I've only encountered maybe two times that I've sensed something in somebody so evil that it made me afraid. One time that this happened was when I was just driving down the road. Now, normally when I sense somebody's aura, you know, I have to be, it has to be like several feet away. Like I have to be close to the person, at least in the same room with the person. Anyway, we were driving down this road this one day. I was with a group of my friends. I was in the passenger seat when there was this feeling of immense evil coming from this car in front of us, probably in front of us about like 30 feet, and it was in the right lane. And I was just drawn to it. Like I looked at it and I was like, whoa, what the fuck? You know, it was just emanating this intense evil and corruption. You know, and as we started getting closer to it, like I didn't know what to tell my friends because I didn't want to freak them out or whatever, like I'm crazy. But it intensified as I got closer to this car because it was slowing down in the right-hand lane and we were catching up to it. So finally I was like, I just said it, man. I was like, man, there's something fucking crazy evil in that car right there. I was like, just keep going, man. Just keep going. Like, don't slow down. You know what I mean? So as we passed it, I couldn't help but look over and it was just an old man, like from the outside. You know, if somebody was looking at him, he just looked like a normal person. But to me, like, I could perceive and feel this, like, evil just emanating from him. And it was then that I realized that not only are there corrupt souls on this planet, but I believe that there's demons as well. Or perhaps people that are so corrupted in their spirit that they have manifested into demons or are host to demons. Now, this one time, I had a direct contact with an actual demon, and I'll never forget it, and it was the most horrifying moment in my entire life, like my most horrifying moment that I've ever experienced. So I was laying in bed one night sleeping, and I was probably about 14 years old or so, maybe 15, and I woke with my face in the pillow. Okay, so I was suffocating. Like, that's how I woke up. Like, I woke up because I was dying. And when I woke up, not only was I suffocating, but I was completely and utterly paralyzed. I could not move. So I was laying there, face down, suffocating. And that was not the most horrifying feeling that I was having, the fact that I was suffocating or paralyzed. It was the fact that I felt this presence that was in the room. It was behind me and off to the right, something standing there right beside my bed. And even though I couldn't see it, I clearly felt it and knew it was there. And it was causing me this paralysis. It was causing this to happen. Like, it completely had dominion over my body, my physical body, and I could not move. And all I could think about was getting away from this being, this entity that was there in the room. All I wanted to do was get away from that. And the fact that I was dying was secondary to the fact that I wanted to get outside of the presence of this evil force that was there in the room. So my mind was completely in panic. I was completely and utterly terrified. I could barely think, but somehow, in all the anarchy of all the emotions that were flooding through me and the complete terror, I realized that if I could just move one of my fingers, if I could just concentrate and focus on one of the fingers of my body and move that one finger, then somehow I knew that that would allow me to somehow escape. And so I concentrated all my efforts, and I was screaming in my mind. You know what I mean? Like, I was fucking completely panicked. But somehow I was able to concentrate enough to move one finger. And then as soon as I moved that one finger, I was actually tapping in along the side of my bed. All of a sudden, I could move my entire arm. And the next thing I know, I just sprung out of bed. And when I sprung out of bed, I fucking ran out of that room, you know, as fast as I could. And I don't remember much what happened after that. I just remember I wouldn't go back into that room for like weeks, you know. I was completely terrified that that was going to happen again. Now, fast forward a couple years, you know, I'm actually, you know, went through basic training and AIT. And, you know, we're going through our advanced individual training. Now, there was this guy in our unit, and I remember his name was Cottrell. Cottrell was the only other time that I can remember sensing a demonic form in an actual person, okay? This guy, he looked like, he almost had like frog-like features. Like his face, his mouth was so wide. It was almost like lizard-like or something. And he moved so slow. It was weird. Like, it wasn't just the fact that he had a sense of evil. He had a look about him too that was just, something was off about him. Anyway, I sensed this evil in him. You know, it just really made me uncomfortable. Like, just being around him, it was like this. It wasn't as strong as the man in the car. It wasn't as strong as that. But it definitely wasn't as strong as the entity that was in my room. But it was definitely something that made me uncomfortable, and I tried to avoid him. Anyway, when we were going through our advanced individual training, we had an instructor. His name was Sergeant Todd. Now, this guy, this instructor was a waste. You know, he didn't do anything. All he did was sat. He didn't try to teach us nothing. He was just like, look, do whatever the fuck you want to do. You guys are all passing. This is what the guy told us. Do whatever you want to do. You guys are all passing. You know, just, you know, I'm going to be sitting here chilling. So Cottrell decided that he wanted to collect money to get Sergeant Todd a plaque to, you know, reward him for, like, his teaching us or whatever. And so he was collecting money from everybody, and I said, nah, man, I ain't contributing to that. Fuck that, you know. And so he looked at me, and he was like, what do you mean you're not contributing? I was like, why would I give money for a plaque for someone that just sat on their ass the whole time, didn't teach me shit? He was like, you for real? You're not going to give money? You know, he started getting like he was trying to boss up. I said, yeah, man, I'm not giving no money. That's it. That's fine. And I walked off. All right. Now, in the day room where we slept, you know, it was a giant room, like 50 people in there, bunk beds, all that. There was this group that went around at night, and they were called the Rat Pack. So if somebody had a problem with them, or they considered somebody to be trouble, they would catch them in the middle of the night and beat them with these bars of soap, right? And, you know, nobody was ever, like, seriously fucked up. But, you know, it'd fuck you up a little bit. You know, people would be all bruised up the next day and fucking pissed off and whatever else, right? So anyway, I'm going to sleep one night, and all of a sudden, the Rat Pack is completely surrounding my bunk. Now, I slept on the top bunk, and I look down, and there's Cottrell standing in front of them, and there was probably about like 12 of them, and he's like, yeah, that's the one. He's the one that said the Rat Pack ain't shit. He's the one. So all of a sudden, the leader of the Rat Pack, I don't remember his name, but he came up to me, and he was like, you talking shit about the Rat Pack? So I jumped down off my bunk, right? Now, I've been in these situations before where you're completely outnumbered, and it's always the same effect. Like, something happens to me where I suddenly lose all fear. Like, when I realize that there's no possible chance of me winning a situation, like, in a physical confrontation like that, it always happens. Like, I just lose entire fear. It just totally evaporates. Like, I already know I'm going to fucking get my ass beat, so fuck it. So I jumped down and I talked to the guy, and I said, hey, man. I was like, no, I'm going to tell you straight up, I don't have shit against the Rat Pack. This motherfucker's pulling your strings. I have a beef with this motherfucker. And I was like, Cottrell, if you want to go one-on-one, we'll go right now. So he looked at me, and he was all, like, fucking crazy, like, upset, and just, like, eyes all fucking, you know, on fire and shit. So then all of a sudden he just like backed up and his slow motion was way and he fucking disappeared, right? So I was like, all right, straight. So anyway, some time passes. I complete AIT and I'm actually asleep in my bunk. Now I'm at St. Croix, the Virgin Islands. There was a hurricane that hit through there, Hurricane Hugo. And we were down there for a hurricane relief effort, you know, in the Army. And we're sleeping in these tents and they got the mosquito netting and all that. This was the second time that I experienced the paralyzation effect. This time I woke up, it was at night, and I was face up, lying on my back. And I hear this noise and I'm looking around and I'm completely terrified because I cannot move. You know, the same effect, just completely paralyzed, but I can move my eyes and I'm looking around and I hear this noise and suddenly I realize it's Cottrell. And he's coming up to my bunk and he's moving the curtains aside and he comes and stands over me and he's looking down at me and it sounds like he's hissing. It's the only way to describe it. It's like this real guttural kind of, like almost like a hissing like sound. And he looks over me with his eyes and he's like looking at me and I realize that he's smiling. And I just sat there like completely paralyzed, wondering like what he's gonna do. And he didn't do anything. He just stood back and he faded back. And the next thing I know, I could move again. All right. So when that happened, I jetted out of the fucking tent. You know what I mean? And that was it. You know, I didn't realize, like, I had no idea what it all meant. You know, I didn't confront him about it afterwards. I wasn't, like, afraid of him. But it was the second time that that happened. And it made me to believe he could have possibly been a demon himself. The thing with the paralyzation is I did research on it later. And I found out that I read the sleep book, this entire book about sleep, and there was a small paragraph in it that's about people waking up paralyzed with extreme anxiety. And it was just like one sentence, you know, and it said something about it's a rare occurrence, but it happens to people all throughout the entire world. So then I read this other book, and this book covered supernatural phenomena and monsters and stuff like that. And in the very beginning of the book, there was this write-up by the author of the book talking about this phenomena. And he was using it as proof that supernatural horrors in this world exist. Because he was saying that this phenomena of people waking up paralyzed with extreme anxiety and, you know, even feeling like a demonic force, like feeling as if there's a demonic force near them or in the room or even seeing things, has been reported around the world since the beginning of recorded history. When I read that, there was like almost like a wash of relief because I felt like I wasn't the only one. Like this is something that, I don't know, it might not make sense, but just knowing that others have experienced this, you know, there's people that can relate to what I've been through, and it brought me a great bit of relief. Also, he gave it a name. It was called the Witch Haunt. The Witch Haunt. The Witch Haunt. The Witch Haunt. The Witch Haunt.
And we are back. What's going on, Ghetto?
Well, that's a clear sign that nobody's here.
Yeah, I figured nobody was here, so going a couple long tracks. Pick up my room a little bit.
Oh, yeah, did you pick it up? You still holding it up now?
Yeah, man, it's almost semi-clean.
I don't understand the term picking up my room. cleaning my room.
Yeah. Okay, fine. I'm straightening up my room.
There we go. It's a little better. Picking up my room just sounds stupid. It's always sounded stupid.
Man, blame the old people.
You know, kind of like the term, people aren't happy campers.
Yeah.
So I do believe that the dude on the news made a weed joke.
Why?
Because he was talking about how both of the states legalized marijuana, the two that were in the Super Bowl, and then he said both are probably going to be used in them today, but for different reasons. I was like, did he really just make a weed joke on the news?
Man, my floor is starting to look good. All I got to do now is fucking get rid of all the fucking envelopes that I got with, like, all the tickets and shit. Vacuum, mop, and I'm
all
set.
All those envelopes, there's, like, what, like, five?
a hell of a lot more than that, man. I just ripped up three of them already, and I've got about maybe four more left on the floor.
Why are they all over the floor anyway?
Fuck up, I just put them on the floor.
The hell did you just open them and throw this shit all over the fucking floor? Wonderful.
Yeah, pretty much. Fat Man the Glutton. He just learned something new today.
Then what did he learn?
Oh, he asked, yo, what the fuck does SMH mean? It's from Addict. It's when I'm shaking my head.
Okay. That's not really learning anything important.
No. Hey, look. The old farts are back again. U2 has officially returned with a new truck.
So?
I don't know, Blue Boy fucking need to fucking post up, download the new YouTube song, well, hashtag new YouTube song, Invisible Free on iTunes now. Motherfucker, it ain't free.
Did you say the Boy Blue?
Yeah, Boy Blue.
I don't understand, man, that dude's talking about downloading shit for free, mainly because that dude don't ever buy a CD.
Oh yeah, that's true. We'll find out if this is actually free or not. Cause like it's on iTunes.
If it's on iTunes, it sure as fuck isn't gonna be free.
Exactly. That's why I'm checking it out right now to actually make sure about that. On a good note. I worked a pretty good fucking workout. My fucking pit of stinky the motherfucker.
How is that a good note?
I don't know. It's a good note for me, I guess.
How is it a good note that you're sitting here telling us that you smell?
Well, I figured, you know, you might want to fucking... People might, you know, want to be shared about it or whatever.
Yeah, I highly doubt that.
Hey, what do you know? It is free.
Okay, then.
For a limited time, get U2's song Invisible for free, and Bank of America would give $1 to Red. For a limited time, get U2's song Invisible for free, and Bank of America will give $1 to Red.
The fuck is Red?
Apparently, Red was founded to get people and companies involved in the fight against AIDS. The world is facing a major opportunity, and
to fight the goal of ending mother-to-child transmission of HIV by 2015. Supporting this goal is easier than you might think. Download today.
So it's not free. You're donating a dollar.
Apparently.
Of a bank's money.
Exactly. So let's go to my library now and see what's here. Ah, oh, yep, there it is. Ties on that shit. Keep it anyway just because it's free. So let's see what we should play next.
I don't know.
Let's see, whatever I played in forever, Bonner. Ah, oh, there we go. This one I've been playing in forever. ICP, Mr. Rotten Treats.
Well, Jason, that was an interesting Halloween story. Anybody else have another Halloween story they'd like to share with the class?
I have another one.
Well, you had just told your story, Jay.
So what, bitch? What? You sit here every day and tell stories. I tell a story and it's motherfucking.
Jay?
He doesn't want me to tell my story because he knows my story. It's about Mr. Rotten Treats.
Hey.
All of your parents know my story, too.
I don't think we need to be talking about Mr. Rotten Treats.
They'll never tell you about him, though.
Jay?
Long ago, they all killed Mr. Rotten Treats.
Now don't go there, Jay.
Man, it's so nice and cool outside. What the fuck are we inside for?
Because it's cold outside.
Man, it's cool out there, not cold.
Well, we got snow again here.
Which means we're gonna get it again. Thanks, Ghetto.
Good. You deserve it. You're welcome.
Listen here, Damien Sandow. You suck nowadays.
You can't even suck. He only sucks because the WWE keeps screwing him.
Well, that too. I mean, come on. He couldn't even beat Kofi Kingston.
That's because WWE said, fuck you, you're not winning. Said you're going to lose to Kofi Kingston.
Yeah, that's what happened.
Losing to the bottom.
Okay. Room semi-clean, which is good. I just got to pick up that cigarette pack right there. Whatever the fuck that is. The Smucker's wrapper.
Whatever the fuck that is. Yeah, it's always good.
I think it's a wrapper from my Smucker's peanut butter and jelly I had one time around.
Yeah, probably like years ago.
Well, it is from technically from last year. And tomorrow I come home from work, finish off everything else, vacuum off my bed. Get rid of my fucking flannel sheets. Where the fuck's Trey been at?
I don't know.
He probably did. He probably got reaped by a fucking moose and died.
Yeah, he died from AIDS.
Yeah, moose AIDS.
Yep.
Well, Trey, you know, we always tell you, stay away from the moose. They will kill you with their AIDS. Let's see the fuck's on TV. Probably nothing.
Nothing at all.
MTV Jam. Who the fuck's on here? Well, this is a nice ass. Oh, I don't know who the fuck that is. Some dude, but the chick had a nice ass.
That's fabulous.
Wow. He looks retarded in this shit. Yeah, I didn't even recognize him with that. This shit.
Who it is.
Yeah, looking like a perv. And a stalker.
They look like that in every video.
Yeah, but he's in this video fucking literally fucking staring through a window fucking watching like just staring at these chicks' asses and shit. Watching them work out.
What he does in all the videos with bitches.
Who the fuck's the faggot with him?
I don't know, I'm not wants to know.
Well, that's
Jeremiah, maybe? Yeah, there you go. Jeremiah.
Who the fuck is Jeremiah?
No, he's the one that sings birthday sex.
Oh, that's faggot. What the fuck is this?
Hold me in your heart again.
Now, why is it always white bitches having the fucking black bitches and black dudes in their fucking videos?
Where's the fucking white power, man? Show some white love.
Interracial relationships are real big.
Yeah. Oh, there's a white, there's a one white dude. But she had a black dude dancing with her. What the fuck? Oh, that's Ellie Goulding. That song sucks. I prefer the fucking Burn song over this shit. So at least he's playing on fire in those videos. And bitches, stop fucking poking me. If I stab you with a fork.
What the hell are you talking about?
I don't know, some fucking random chick poked me. Nina Lett Malone. And I don't look good looking, so stop poking me. I just want these teachers to talk about fucking music. And I think the perfect person to do that. He's about to come up right now.
I will fight for my pride at the top of the hill. With my gun cocked and loaded, just wishing that you will.
And we're back.
And now we're front.
Sure. And then we're side to side.
Oh, aren't you clever?
No good videos on.
Well, turn it off, dumbass.
I did. That's why I went to music choice. Now I'm watching Lacuna Coil. Fucking MP, iTunes formatted the track in the fucking MP3s to find out. Yeah, trial, blah, 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 blah. Motherfucker, I don't want to... Okay, fine. I'll install acid.com toolbar. So I can extend.
Why the hell do you need a toolbar?
That's the only way I can extend my free trial with fucking Switch Sound File Converter.
Well, there you go. Put it on there and then delete it.
That's what I'm gonna do. I wanna upload some motherfucking RAW to the soundboard.
Some what?
Raw. What the? Oh, this thing fucking closed up the fucking soundboard on me. What the fuck? Yeah, it worked. This shit fucking downloaded an iTunes format, and I don't want iTunes format.
Wasn't that what was already in?
Well, no. Well, no. It downloaded that way. Motherfucker, you told me if I fucking downloaded that damn thing, I'd get a fucking extended fucking free. Fucking. Is that something you lied to me, motherfucker? Yep, it lied to me. So why the fuck was it so important that I download, that fucking ask.com toolbar? Okay, let's try audio and see if I can find something that will let me convert it to MP3 without a link. Someone needs to shoot that fucking movie. Despicable Me 2, there's gonna be a fucking third one.
Why is there gonna be a third one?
That's how it's going to be a third one. Hey, come on, man. That seems to be the fucking popular trend nowadays.
What's that?
You make one. And then fucking make two, then make a third one.
Well, yeah, you gotta keep making money off the idiots that keep buying it.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, now, why can't they just take a page from fucking this Flower Child and smoke some fucking Bible pages?
So how the fuck is that gonna help?
I don't know. Jeff Richards is no longer your friend. I don't know who the fuck that was or how the fuck he got added, so don't care.
I'm sure gonna miss him.
Yeah, I am too. Even though I have no idea who the fuck he is. Apparently, he was a music promoter and a street boss at DSR magazine. Still had no idea who the fuck he was.
The hell was DSR?
My cat's playing my fucking door again.
Who the hell is DSR?
I don't know who the fuck DSR is. Maybe Daniel S. Roosevelt, the long-lost brother of Teddy Roosevelt.
What? Why? Why would it be that?
Fuck if I know. I'm just taking a guess at who the fuck it is.
Yeah, but I'm saying, what the hell made you say that shit?
Fuck if I know.
The hell do you know?
I don't want to find out what the fuck DSR magazine is. Oh, Downstairs Records magazine. Yeah, that's not any better than... Yeah, that's not any better than fucking Daniel S. Roosevelt. And she got big titties. I'm talking about, I can't remember what the fuck her name is. The chick from In This Moment, the band.
No idea.
Yeah, she got big titties, bud. I ain't lying about that.
Well, now we all know why Havoc listens to that group.
Oh, I just now realized how big her titties are. Firefox not responding. No shit, because it's retarded sometimes. I guess it'll find a fucking file converter. Okay, Maria Brink. That's her name. I'm going to find a picture of her and I'll send it to you.
Yeah, you really don't have to.
Trust me, when you see her, holy shit, and her fucking tits, that's going to be a double hell of shit. I just said hello shit instead of holy shit.
Yeah, you're making up a whole bunch of random bullshit here.
Alright, let's see, this truck should be uploaded to the soundboard now. So it's time for some motherfucking Raw. Do you call my name? Titty.
Yeah, she's not bad looking.
Yeah, man, that's just one of the reasons why I like the band. Second reason, shit, the fucking music's fucking amazing.
Well, considering the people that I've seen that listen to them, I highly doubt I like it.
Well, besides me, who else fucking listens to him?
Isn't Victoria obsessed with him, too?
No, she's obsessed with fucking Bullet for My Valentine.
Them, too.
Those fuckers, I can't even fucking stand.
Yeah. I never cared for them, either.
Twisted Low, because you were depressed. I am deleting you from my page.
Way to be a juggalo, asshole.
Hey, it's his own damn fault anyway.
Give him a hug, man.
Fuck out of here.
Well, let's see, you're just not showing any love because he didn't say whoop whoop.
No, I'm reading his fucking profile, well, shit on his fucking page and go, January 31st, ego is such a fucked up thing. How could I hurt the only one who has been down since day one?
the one who gave me the most beautiful gifts of my babies. All these not shit bitches are just hungry for attention, putting their netting out all out there, looking for weak guys who will give them, into them. Yo, I'm a fucking dumbass for falling into the trap. I gotta make this shit right. Nothing is worth not having my family together. Cause you motherfucker, you fell into, see, you created that shit yourself by fucking, you know, going for another fucking wet fucking pussy.
So where are these easy girls at again?
Fuck if I know. He didn't even say. And of course, the now today, I would give anything and everything to have my lady and my babies back home laying next to me. Well, motherfucker, you're the one who fucked up.
Yeah.
Hey, look, he's friends with Tom Johnson.
Of course he is. That guy's a douchebag.
Yeah, but I don't feel like, you know, hearing, you know, dude fucking all depressed and shit after, you know, he's the one who fucking caused his depression in the first place.
Yeah, well, I got some people on my page that talk about random fucking bullshit all the time, mainly females.
Well, this is a dude talking about this shit.
Talking about how they hate people, then the next day they're having kids with them, and all this fucking, what the fuck?
Yeah, right.
Always complaining about their dude doesn't have a big enough penis and shit. Like, what the fuck, man? Why do we need to see this?
Right? Okay, now this dude, Ross Psycho P.O. Piotrowski, whatever the fuck his name is. Now, I guess he should get a fucking whoop-whoop since, you know, he just said he's 16 days clean from crack cocaine.
I guess we can give him a whoop-whoop.
Whoop-whoop. Now, if only I can spell it right. Instead of putting two H's.
Wait to not be able to spell it.
Oh, look, it's Randall Cloud's birthday today.
Oh, look at
he's
that.
Young.
It's my day, not the cure. Check.
Let's see what else has a birthday.
I don't believe Lando Cloud said happy birthday to me.
Well, then he doesn't get a happy birthday from nobody else.
Now, UG said happy birthday to me.
Oh, yeah. I think UG says happy birthday to everybody.
But I'm just saying, he took the 2 seconds out and said happy birthday.
Ooh, there's a comic book I need to add to my collection. Godzilla. Yes, I said Godzilla has a comic book.
Oh, look at that movie, man. Liam Neeson gonna be in another movie. It looks just like Taken. Except it's called Nonstop.
So it's Nonstop Taken.
I guess so. I don't know, man. I mean, he's a good actor and all that shit, but, like, Taken 2, that was just bad.
Yeah, it really was.
Should have just left it alone.
Yeah, right? But they don't know how to leave things alone nowadays.
Yeah, like, I mean, there was no need for the movie. I mean, it just jumped right to the conclusion of what we already knew. Like, we knew exactly what was going to happen.
Yeah, pretty much.
No mystery at all.
Yeah, but they don't do that.
They just go, yep, we're going to give them a second part to the movie. Even though they already knew that was going to happen.
No mystery at all. You know, kind of like them bitches on Facebook with their titties completely out. Leaves nothing for the imagination.
Yeah, right? Wait, come on. How the fuck are we supposed to guess what size you are and how big they are? You just have them all hanging out and shit.
Most of them, they got them hanging out, man. Just probably put them back in, but, like, that's not the point.
Yeah, but we both know they ain't gonna put them back in. That's one sexy ass fucking Hindu bitch.
How can you tell?
I know she's Indian, Hindu, what the fuck she is, but she looked good. She's like a founder.
You just found her. You just saw her.
Yeah, but I fucking took a picture of her. And she's being sent your way.
Oh, great. Sending me Hindu bitches.
Yeah, she's the project manager for eBay.
What?
I said she's the project manager for eBay.
Okay, well, does that matter?
It doesn't. I'm just saying she looked good. Okay, let's see. Let's go to my eBay account and go track my next issues of comic books that are coming my way. Man, I'm gonna end up needing another fucking binder here soon enough because yep, we'll be here today since it's in fucking White Plains already.
So is your Hindu bitch ever gonna load?
Possibly.
What the fuck did you just send me? It says guaranteed something ordered money back.
Man, don't read that part. Just look at the hot bitch.
How am I going to look at that if nothing there? Oh, there we go. What the hell? That means a fucking bullshit link. And that shit is weird looking. She has a rather long neck.
Who cares if she has a long neck? She looks good.
No, she don't.
I think she looks good.
You think everyone looks good, goddammit?
Yeah, not everybody.
Yes. Fucking everyone.
No, definitely not everybody. Vicky Guerrero looks ugly as all fuck.
Come on, does that even really count here?
That cockeyed bitch looks ugly as fuck.
She's still around.
Probably. Man, more or less, she's probably still around looking in two different directions.
She's probably still fighting with them people in that singles group.
Probably. There. Now I have another comic book to add to my collection. And it is Lady Death, the Crucible. Well, the Crucible. Issue number one, Silver Fossil Emboss cover. Two Chains, you need to die. Go the fuck away. Before I stab you in the eye.
Why are we talking about Two Chains exactly?
He popped up on my fucking TV. It popped up under my, under fucking music choice. And that's definitely not my music choice at all. Not now, not ever.
Definitely some bad music choice.
Yeah.
Alright, that's probably the stupidest status I've ever seen right there.
Which one?
Should I post a song?
Should I post a song? What the fuck?
Really, you gotta ask Facebook if you're allowed to post a fucking song.
Who the fuck asked that bullshit?
That ugly girl you deleted.
Which one?
The only ugly girl you've deleted lately.
Oh, you mean that dude's boyfriend or girlfriend?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that ugly bitch, yeah.
I mean, she could just stay there until she deletes me. Not like we're ever going to talk or anything.
Oh, I'd suggest you go like I'm on a pick, but I tried that. That didn't even work.
Well, why would I like a pick that I really don't like?
Only because you remember her best. She said, hey, anyone who likes her pictures, they'll get blocked.
You know how hard it is to pick out a good picture to like out of a bitch that looks fucking disgusting?
Man, I just like the very first picture that popped up.
Why the hell did somebody tattoo a car on their fucking arm?
I don't know.
Apparently it's Vin Diesel's car from, I guess, Fast and the Furious. Because it's on the Vin Diesel fans page. There you go. I don't give a fuck if they like our music. Pedophiles aren't bad.
I found Ghetto G.
Why was there a need for that very long laugh?
You want to find out. Yeah, that's definitely something you would do.
What, scream like a little girl?
No, watch the fucking video.
Oh, it's says one with a dude dressed up as a toilet, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, I've seen this.
Oh, that's one way to get laid.
Or rape somebody.
That too. I guess since that bitch is fucking, I guess since it's like a really ugly bitch, I'll give her the fucking schizo.
Yeah, that dude don't talk either. Thank God.
Well, that's probably because I set myself to where, you know, he doesn't ever see me online. I'm always invisible to him.
Well, I'm saying I'm there. Say nothing to me.
That's why I keep them around. Right, I'm gonna probably go past the fuck out at 1 o'clock.
Oh, aren't you exciting?
I know, right?
Well, why don't you just play a fucking song then?
Sounds good.
Brought a bat to a mosh pit.
Well, what you do then?
I split some craniums in half and keep a few in. Before long, I'm standing there alone. I shut the party down for Bone Thugs, Tech Nine, Cottonmouth, and East Shine.
Incoming, I'm running and dropping them bombs still. Gunning, I'm willing and ready for war. Got down with a cop from ICP, B-O-N-E, and the Cottonmouth King. Bring it how we bring it, dog. On the way, get Wonka Holloway.
I'm with Hey, I'm Bonnie J. Hey, we screaming Mayday. Cause Bone and ICP are fucking payday. We give away hate, for we already millionaire. Rapper, haters, slappers, we get shit, believe it though. We fight like alligator snappers.
Where I'm from, dog, we gun clappers. Bitch, niggas, slappers, and homackers. City street slick rappers, but better known as weird crackers. Lead packers, ask my nigga Tech Nine. Cock it back for Eshaim and let it leak to they spine.
Every man, you be stalking, we wicked, wicked, walking. It's wicked when you walking with scissors on. Every man, you be stalking, we wicked, wicked, walking.
Tell them much, bitch, you get your big split.
Who the motherfucker in the pit talking shit? Who the motherfucker that want the wig split? Who the motherfucker that's down for the crown? Who the motherfucker in here right now?
Taking jumps in the pit with these hatchets and swinging them. Strictly for the purpose of splitting some cranium. Shit, we be Illuminati at the stuck pit though. Treating fake thugs like a hoe. Tell them D-Low spit.
Now what the fuck you thinking? You can stop my shine. Put your money where your mouth is. I'll take every dime. Then run down the line. Damn right, I'm getting in mind with a fine ass bitch getting head sipping wine.
Hollow Steve, Halloween, Halloween, it all the same. Fuck a trick or treat, I treat a trick with some game. Every year we lay the stage with the wickedness. It's the wicked, wicked, Wonka, baby, try and get with us.
It's that nigga that be on blood shit. Check me to open a thug pit. Fuck with the KMK, ICP, bone and you get drugs, bitch. Celebrating for Sam Hain. If you don't wanna come with the wickedness, a nigga wanna slam strange. I don't wanna hear a damn thing.
Now from city to city, we smoking fitties and fitties, crashing after party, puffing and sucking on titties, ducking and dodging the coppers, ain't no one else that can stop us up in that shit that be proper, making it hotter and hotter.
We manhandle a fucking crushing our man's camera, busting bright red bandanas. Bitch, where was your antenna? When I was trying to stick it, when I saw a nigga hop, he lick it. Motherfucker, this how we kick it, stuff wildin' on Hollywood.
So fine, fine, choking on kind, with Tech Nine, getting molar, sipping on him, with both thugs, kicking Fago, and smoking more weed, with ICP, his motherfucking Richter from the Cottonmouth Kid.
Nowhere to run, you in the thug pit.
We just some thug along,
some thug shit.
It's kinda much, bitch, you get your big split.
Nowhere to run, you in the thug pit.
We just some thug along,
get you bitch. It's lit. The sold off leather face. I bring the pain and bang the nigga brain when I step on the plate. Guard your grip, cause when my nigga start to ill, it's hard to chill. Motherfuckers end up in the graveyard for real.
I ain't got $1 million, bitch, I'm fucking broke. Spending all my chains on the endo smoke. All the bitches on the road scheming for my loot. They get nothing but dick in a steel-toe boot.
Ooh. Bitch, boom, every Halloween I dress like a bag lady. Then I ride around with my 380 looking for babies. If I catch you trick-or-treating, I'ma snatch your bag. Chop your head off and do you like I did the last fag.
We drinking drank. We smoking dank. Mobbing through these streets like a fleet of armored tanks.
Hey.
We dropping bombs, underground bombs. Fuck the whole industry, bitch. Bring them on.
I'ma get dirty first, October 31st, the Moss 30 burst. So tell me what's worse, murder, I got him this. Thug pit, bottomless, happy Halloween, cause we be the rottenest.
No better run, you in the thug pit.
When you walking within your thug pit.
We just some thug alone, thug alone, on some thug shit.
In this kind of mosh pit, you get your bitch.
No better run, you in the thug pit.
And we're back.
Oh, great. We're back.
Yeah. So how about the fact that, one to fucking get a new track?
Who?
Lentil.
Lentil?
Yeah.
What the hell is he making now?
Apparently he's doing some kind of he's taking part in some contest.
What contest is that?
CVS, the Horror Chorus, All You Horror Core, 16 bar contest.
Okay,
then. Send you the link. So, if you want to check that shit out, go
to one of my... No, I don't want to check out horrorcore people. No. I'm all good on that, man. I don't need to hear all the same shit.
Oh, shit, this bitch has to give you a fucking tracking number, too.
Who's that?
Zin May Ghoul.
right, enough of your damn witch spells. What's the name?
That's the name. Her name, like, her name's in Japanese or something like that.
She gave you a tracking number already?
Yeah, man. Yeah, her fucking 8x10s are pretty cheap too. Fucking $5, and it's only a fucking $2.50 shipping.
Wait, who is this?
Zinmei Gu.
Have I seen this person?
Probably not.
Well, then what does it matter?
But yeah, man, fucking, I just got an email saying, yeah, package is on its way. And it comes with a fucking shipping number, or tracking number.
And where did you order this from?
Her store.
From Japan?
No, let's see. If I can find a link for her.
Why did you send me a YouTube video?
That would be her. No, not her. Not her. That'd be him. That'd be Luntle. But you gotta admit, man, fucking $7.50 for fucking 8x10. That's not a bad price. Here, I'll send you her link.
She better be hot, unlike it's Hindu bitch you sent me.
Well, she's Asian.
Okay, this link just ain't gonna fucking work.
Oh damn! I didn't even see the one in her fucking bikini.
How could you miss that?
I don't know.
To this damn girl, man.
But you know what? I like the fucking one that she did as Urza Scarlet.
I meant this girl was really fucking skinny.
Well, that's fine by me.
It's very strange. I would like to see some titties or some ass or something, man.
Yeah. Well, she has an ass, kind of.
Like this thing I saw that Sexy Nerd Society post a picture of this bitch doing something, and she had a fat fucking ass doing cosplay shit.
Well, at least we know it's not coming out of Japan. It's coming out of New Orleans.
Like it's any better.
Man, I wonder if her and Monica know each other.
Well, why don't you ask her?
I just might. Like, if I find her Facebook, I just might hit her up. Oh, wait, there we go. Found it. She's a cosplayer / photographer in New Orleans area. Let's see if I can find more pictures of her. That, you know, why don't you give you her ass?
But you don't have an ass, man. It don't look like you're too damn skinny, man.
Yeah, but come on, man. Even fucking skinny chicks have asses.
Not really. Like, you may find, like, a skinny chick with, like a small, tight ass, I guess you could say. But if they're really too fucking skinny, then there's just nothing there.
Ooh, she's got one of her Vulpix. That's fucking sexy. I mean, she's got some tits though on her. That's a plus.
All right, Epic, man. I'm not fighting with you, man. I'm just saying, damn.
But it is time to go pack the fuck out and open up and keep open for cold.
And what? Open what?
Open my window.
You've been complaining about how fucking hot it is in your house and you still didn't open your window until now.
Exactly.
Alright, whatever. Go roast yourself. Goodbye.